Okay, here you go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bahar. But we'll say like Ba'omer, Tavshin, Pei Gimel, Lenish, Pei Nishmal, Shein, the Bas of Yosef, Esther Tehila, Bas of Gavriel Pinchas. The first idea comes to us from the B'nai Sostern, Igor Dekala. Says before, a few years ago, we got to say it again. Adaber Hashem, Moshe, Leimor. Adaber Hashem, Moshe, Bahar, Sinai, Leimor. And the Torah goes on to Dabra, Blitz, Amad, Lam, Kisev, Allah, Zashar, Noisa, talked about all about Shemitah. What's going on? Everybody says B'nai Sostern. What's the connection between Har Sinai and Shemitah? Har Sinai and Shemitah, what's the Kesher? What is the Kesher? Look at Rashi for the very famous answer. Says the B'nai Yisrael, the Igor Tichal, the B'nai Yisrael. The Medrash tells us, Dinei HaTorah Nitna Bar Sinai by Malkum Hefker. We know the Torah was given to us in a Midbar. In Malkum Hefker, it's just everyone who wants to come can go come grab it. The Horus, why? La'od M'shayazav Ko'asher Log Yikon HaKinyan HaTorah Shekinyan Be'etzem. Mitzvah Shemitah, the Hefker Kinyan Be'etzem Hashem. The same way that Torah has to be kumid, you have to try our best to be able to let go of olam hazeh and to try to connect it to our neshama. Same thing with Shemitah. You give up all your fields, you give up everything. The seventh year, it's the Ribono Shel Olam year. You're just giving up everything. Says the B'nai Sasser, we see that this inyan of tremendous bittul and hefker to the Ribono Shel Olam by Har Sinai, by Torah, and by Shemitah. Sama Har Shemitah, it's Har Sinai, Malkum Hefker Lohoyrus. To show you, if you want to go in Ruchnias, just like Shemitah, you dedicate and you give over everything you have to the Ribono Shel Olam, so to say, that's the same thing that's got to be with Torah. Same thing that's got to be in Yishka. We can't just give it, we can't just do it a little bit. We have to give it up, to give it our best. That's what they say from Rabbi Simon Shlita. My Rebbe always goes from the Ashra HaKadosh. He say, in this world and the next world, down here and down there, there's only one. Says the Ashra HaKadosh, no, Bashamayim Mima'a. When it comes to Shamayim, when it comes to Ruach Mias, Mima'al, we gotta go for the best, best Rebbe, the best Sfarim, the best tutor, the best neighborhood from Makom HaTorah. V'al Aretz, when it comes to the artsy, the physical of the world, Mitachas doesn't have to be the best. Do our best to make sure we have our priorities straight. So when we give over our Yiddishkeit, it's gotta be complete effort, complete hefker to the Ribono Shel Olam, bit to the Ribono Shel Olam, and make sure our Ruchnis is always in charge of our Gashmis, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Kotzke Rebbe, Maisa with the Kotzke. You're going to come, Chaf. If someone's going to ask you, so no, you're keeping Shemitah, but what are you really going to eat in the seventh year? Says the Kotzke, someone once came to the Kotzke, I saw in the Sefer, Yagdal Terah Kotzke Maisa. He's having a hard time with his pronunciation. He came to the Kotzke Rebbe to ask him for what to do. The Kotzke said, you got to daven. The Chassid said back to him, I don't know how. I don't know how to daven. Said the Kotzker very sharply. The fact that you don't know how to daven is much more of an issue than you don't have good enough parnasa. You gotta know how to daven before you can get to parnasa. You're worried about parnasa, you have to know how to daven. Mr. Taco, we say from the Rebbe Zusho that the Rebbe Melech quotes Reb Zusha a few times in the Sefer, but this is one of the more famous ones. When does the Torah ever tell us questions that we're going to ask? Says the Rebbe Reb Zusha, the Torah is giving us a very important lesson. Don't ask. Don't let the Yitzhar trickle into your head, because when you're going to ask that, you're going to trickle down Hefker. And when a person has Emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam, you bring down Shemed HaShefer. Hey, Lon Israel, Lon Azav, Sualasinu. It's Ibisis Berchas Yilachem. God says, trust me. In the sixth year, I'm going to give you double. For now, I'm going to give you enough for 3 years. For 6, 7, for 7, 8, and 9. For 6, 7, 8, and 9. At the end of the day, don't worry. And if you worry, you're going to hold back Shefa. Like Rav Shor says in Parshas Korach, Tavshin Samach Beis, Parshas Korach, I believe. He says, what are the four letters of the Aleph Beis? The first four letters. Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Hay. Minus the Beis. What does that spell? Daiga, spelled mixed around the letters. Because when a person worries, it's a lack of the base, it's a lack of bitachon. When a person has bitachon, when a person has emunah, that even after 24,000 funerals, even after 24,000, to begin again, like Rabbi Kiva had emunah, bitachon, and Ribono Shel Olam. The whole yontif of Lag BaOmer is one of emunah and bitachon, and fully trust in Ribono Shel Olam, even when things look dark, even when there's 45 individuals, we don't know how, we don't know why. We don't know why. And Rav Soloveitchik said, when you want to ask lama, don't ask why, but libma. To what? To what can I learn from this? To what can I now dedicate something from this? To what? Look at Donnie Morris's mother wrote an incredible article in Mishpacha. Incredible, incredible, incredible. Don't ask lama, but ask lama. To what? Says Rav Soloveitchik. This is the same thing Rav Zusha is saying. You're going to have the Yitzhar. Don't ask it. says Rav Zusha, because then you're stopping the Sheva, the pipeline. When you have a Munah the Bonus Shalom, you're bringing down Bracha and Sheva into your life. But Kotzko is saying, if you don't know how to daven, it's a much worse issue than a Parnasa. And Rabbi Yonah Bracha tells us that daven is the ultimate expression of a Munah. So you could really tie in this Kotzker and the Rebbe Rav Zusha. When you daven, it's the ultimate expression of believing in the Bonus Shalom. If you don't believe in that, normally believe in Bonus Shalom, you're not going to daven. I love this idea from the Kotzker, I love this idea from the Rebbe Zusha, and from Rav Soloveitchik, idea number 3. The last idea for Parshas Bahar, then we'll move on to our second Parsha. V'ish ki lo sidlo yiyya lo goel v'sigya yol matzo gidei gulasa. Right? Chazam Sofer says, the Pasuk, if a man will have no redeemer, but his means suffice and he acquires it enough through redemption, you calculate the years, you can see how am I going to be able to return it. You go into this whole inyan of calculating how much money and how much goes back. Says the Chazam Sofer very simply. Similar to what we just said before. Tasha oda margish ki afsa kol tikva. When a person realizes that he just lost. You just can't go on anymore. Something happened. Something tragically happened. You can't move on. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Meisir b'tchon mizas shpenei adam." Oh, and then you stop believing in the help of man. Oh, oz tavoy sashem. Then the ultimate expression of Yeshua Hashem, "Matzah kidei gulasa." Now I'll read it back about the ish kilo yelo goyel. A person's got to stop believing in the man's help. Hisigo yado matzah kidei gulasa. When he does that, then he's gonna. He's gonna find his Yeshua. Sometimes we only start really davening once that, you know, that deal didn't go through or that person didn't help, then we daven to Rosh. No. From the beginning we have to make sure to completely rely on Hashem. The Sefer Yagdi Torah says this is what we say in Shilamalas Mayani Vozri, where's it gonna come from? Mayani Vozri? Mayayin. When a person gives Mayayin, then Yavo Ezri. When a person finally surrenders himself and gives them over to their bonus, gives themselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who fully commits their bonus, then Ezri Mim Hashem, that says the Baal Tanya. And the Chiddushim also. Me'ayin, right? Me'ayin, Eitan Katz and Nigin. This is Rav Pam, I saw in the Chamundi Daniel quotes Rav Pam. Rav Pam says, how could Yaakov Avinu say in Parshas Vayetze? He says, am I not better to you than 10 sons? Am I the one holding you back for you? Hashemana Mimchami Mimchami Ma'amana Velomi Meni. It's from you, right? So it says Rav Pam, it seems to be so callous and cruel. How can it be that Yaakov is saying this to Racha? At the end of the day, it's not because of me, it's because of you. It says Rav Pam, the Yaakov Hayabatush, Kasher Targish Racha, Ki Inla, Lisvach Allah, Allah Hashem, Belvad, as Tavo Tvilas, and Bitach Mitzvi Kochas, and Evash Kukulum, Tio, Tvilas, Shlema, Zach, and Xabas, you saw your life in the Shabbos Brach. He fully believed, it wasn't coming from a callous place, he was really fully, firmly believed that Racha Yemeni was relying on his Tvila. And as soon as he said that it's not coming from him, it's coming from you, she stopped believing in his Tvila and started believing in her own Tvila. And he says this is the same really idea the Malah brings down by Chana and Elkanah and Shmuel Aleph and Al-Ches when Elkanah says I'm better than 10 sons. And she says, well, how could Elkanah say this whole thing? Because we wanted to make sure to tell Chana, you got to put in your tefillahs. Don't rely on other people. He said this is the whole inyan of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says don't rely on other people, don't rely on people, don't rely on other people's tefillahs. Put all your kachas into your tefillah, into your Avodah Hashem. And then the Rabban Hashem Yeshua will come with an incredible idea from the Chasam Sofer, from Rav Pam, and from the Malbim. And that's the whole thing of Lag BaOmer, fully believing and committing ourselves to the Rebbe Hashem, even when there's Choshech around us, fully believing in the Or and the Neshama of the Yid, of every Yid. Moving on to Parshat Bechukosai. Nesati Shalom Ba'aretz Vayikra Chavav Vav Bechukosai Chavav Vav 26:6, the beginning. Choshech Ba'aretz, I'm going to provide peace in the land. You're going to lie down. You're not going to have to worry about anything. Rashi says, Nesati Shalom Ba'aretz Shalom Shakol Kenegarakol, peace overrides everything. Says the Ksav Sofer, what's a deeper idea for us to be able to realize that at the end of the day, there are many people who are already happy with what they have. But then there are people who are envious and jealous of others. If someone else has something and you don't, you feel sincere pain. But when a person feels sincere love for somebody else, that is the ultimate goal. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that is what's all about. When you have something and when you don't have something, someone else does, that brings the ultimate shalom, that brings the ultimate barakah. At the end of the day, you know what it means to live a Jewish life, a growthful life, a Torah life? There's peace when people feel love for one another and happy for someone else. Like Rav Yaakov Meir Goldach, Rav Goldach's uncle, the Rosh Hashiva of Karim B'Yavna, would always say, Rabbi Simon's Rebbe would always say, Eizu Asher, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, who is rich? Hasameach b'chalko. Happy for what you have? No, says Rav Goldach. Hasameach b'chalko. You're happy with what he has. And he got engaged, or she got engaged, or they bought a house, or they bought a car. And you don't have the house, you don't have the shit up yet. The Rebbe Shalom sees, are you happy for others? Then the Rebbe Shalom will bless you with the ultimate bracha as well. And this is what the Torah is telling us. Nasati shalom ba'aretz, the ultimate bracha for you and for everyone. It's to have shalom and to have shleimus. The Maharal says shalom and shleimus. This is the whole idea of Lag Ba'omer. You say, you know, Rabbi Kiva says that Klag Gadol B'Torah, Avos Yisrael V'Avos Chachmeicha. Rav Cheskel Kushmir says, you want to know how you grow, you want to know how your report card is, the Rabbanu Shalom. Says Rav Cheskel Kushmir, Sati, right? Zeh Klag Gadol B'Torah, look at your Torah. Zeh Klag Gadol B'Torah, look, you want to know how your Torah is, how your Avodas Hashem is? Look at your After the Chamech, look at your Midos. Zeh Klag Gadol B'Torah, you want to know what your Torah in my eyes, the Rabbanu Shalom says? Look at your patience and your love and your care and your kindness to others and compassion. So that's what Rashmi is all about. Everything's, the whole Torah is dependent, Rashmi says, upon love and kindness and care for one another. That's the whole Indian of Sfir Soimer. That's the whole Indian of Lag Boimer. An incredible idea from the Ksaf Soifer, from the Maharal, from the Ksaf Kushmir, idea number five. At the beginning of the Tocha, quote unquote, you know, listen to me. What does Rashi say? What does it mean not to be listened to? Look at the first Rashi. But if you don't listen to me, then all these things are going to come. All these things are going to happen. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, we see an incredible idea. We know the Gemara tells us the Kiddushin and Lamed Amar Beis. Amar Kadosh Baruch Barasi Lachem Yetzahar Barasi Lo Torah Tavli. And I created the Torah, created Yetzahara. But the number one way to be the Yetzahara is Torah. Hare ki ein tikl denotsu maya Yetzahara, the Yitzhak Zulas HaTorah. Kshi oyu mea Torah, yata azno Yetzahara. At the end of the day, the only way to beat the Yetzahara is that when you learn and you dedicate yourself and we're living a life of filled with light, filled with Yiddishkeit, a life filled with Torah is not just knowledge, not, as Rabbi Goldberg says, not information, but transformation. A Torah that is, as the Ruach Chaim, the Ruach Chaim Velazhe says, it's mechsharto, it transforms us, it kashes us up. And the quotes over here, the Sota, we just did in the Daf Yomi, Sota Chaval HaManav, Ki HaTorah Magno Matzah. Torah is not just something that protects us at the time, it even shields us after, even when we're done. Chor Chaim says it's not just good to learn, it's gotta be learned for the right reasons. And that means when you're going to Shana Aleph or to Shana Bet, you're doing it for the right reasons. How many people you see, they're so from an Eretz Yisrael, they come back to America, not judging anyone. Everyone has their own journey, Chas V'Shalom. But I saw with my own chevra, people doing things just to do things, and then when they came back to America, everything was lost. Gotta grow at your own pace. You gotta do things lishma. That's what Rashbi says. Well, the whole Indian of Rashbi is to be sincere and authentic to yourself. The whole Indian of Pnimius HaTorah is to be sincere and genuine to yourself, to where you are. Don't start trying to jump one thing at a time, like the Toldos Yaakov says. The Mizbeach was set in a ramp. You gotta take it one step at a time. Leave the Shmi, but it starts with Torah. If you don't have Torah in your life, you can't have anything. The Gemara and Kiddushin Soita tells us, you want to have the Bonshom's protection, you want to be growing in life, it's got to come with Torah. And that's all in the Lag Ba'omer, it's Kabbalah's Torah Nistar, which is all Indian of Pnimius HaTorah. And again, really, ultimately, Kabbalah's Torah coming in just a short few weeks. That's your view. The beautiful Or Chaim HaKadosh, the beautiful Rabbi Goldberg, and Or Chaim Velazhe, let's review this 5 ideas. So we started off saying from the Igiv, the Kalab, and the Saskar, what does the Har Sinai Shemit have to do with you? Another Rashi says very famously, but it says, the Medrash tells us that Har Sinai, the Torah was giving Dafka in a place at Hefker. You fully commit yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like Shemitah, you give all your fields to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing is yours. That's the same way I had acquired a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You could completely devote yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to have your priorities straight. Ashach Hatzaras B'Hashamayim Milah V'Alaras Mitachas. Pashup Shat is that down here and down there is only one God. No, says the Ashach. Deeper idea for us for learning Pnimius, especially before Lag Ba'omer. Mashamayim Mima'ah. When it comes to Shemayim, different things. When it comes to Ruchnius, Mima'ah. You gotta go for the best Rebbe, the best, whatever we could afford, the best Shabbos Agavat. Aretz, when it comes to the Aretz, Mitachas. It doesn't have to be anything so special. Number two, from the Kotzker. Someone's gonna come to you and ask you, how can I keep Shemitah? How can I put food on the table? Someone once came to the Kotzker and said, I'm having issues with Parnassim. No, Davin, says the Kotzker. I don't know how to Davin. Said the Kotzker very sharply, if you don't know how to Davin, it's a much bigger issue that you don't have Parnassim. Much bigger issue. And this is exactly what Rabbi Zusha said. Why is the Torah in the business of telling us your questions? Because the Torah is killing you in Eitzah. Don't ask that kasha, because when a person has a munu bitachon, you bring down shef on your life. Right? Daiga, as Rav Shor says, is the first four letters of the Alpes Ma'as Tabiz, because when you worry to lack of bitachon, when a person commits himself and has emuna of the Rabbanu Shem, right, from Yechon Mechaz Lashavah, he brought her up, and you have emuna, brings down tremendous shefa in your life. Don't ask that. Rabbi Yonah says that really, maybe we could say that this Kutzker and this Rabbi Bzush really the same thing. When you daven, it's the ultimate expression. Rabbi Yonah says this in Mesechus Brachos, I believe somewhere in the first paragraph, the fourth paragraph. When you daven, you complete your, it's the ultimate expression of Aminu, ultimate expression of faith. Chasam Sofer says, when you realize that you have no goyel, you're going to have some sort of a redeemer. Says the Chasam Sofer, when you realize that you have no one else to commit yourself, chafei chavav, and you completely dedicate yourself to the Baruch Hashem, that's when the Yeshua is going to come. And that's when the Yeshua is going to come. And this is exactly what happened, says Rav Pam, the Chamundi Daniel quotes it over here. Rav Pam said, at the end of the day, that's when Yaakov says, they didn't come from me, come from you, you come from bad blood. We're not getting. How could he say such a thing? So callous, so cold. No, he's telling Rachel, don't depend on my tefillas. Fully devoted on yourself, and you put it, your own kochas into your own tefillah. And this is what Elkanah said to Chana: "I'm better than 10 sons." The whole Inan, they all says the mom, they all just wanted to realize you got fully complete dedicate yourself to the Moshe. Yavo Ezri. Mayayin, when a person's mayayin says about Tanya Chilishurim, and you commit, you devote yourself, mayayin, make yourself like nothing, and Yavo Ezri, then the bonus from will bring you Yeshua. The fourth idea, Chavav Vav, the last two ideas from Parshat Bechukos, and Nasati Shalom Baharitz. Rashi says there's nothing greater than Shalom in the world. Nothing greater than when someone's happy for someone else. And no matter what, if you're living a Torah to your life, and someone else has something you don't have, she got engaged, or they bought a house, or they bought a car, or they had a baby, and you don't have those things, but you're happy for them, that's the ultimate shalom, that's the ultimate shlemus. When you have shalom, you have shlemus, the Maharal says, that's like Omer 101. When you're happy for someone else, the Zohar said, the chavus, the v'yisa, tali, misa, everything is dependent on love. And as after Chakamoich, it's like Chagod v'Torah, but Kiva said, want to know how good your Torah is? It's like Chagod v'Torah, look at your love, your ava, your patience, your sensitivity, your kindness, your compassion for others. And finally, Orchamik Kodesh says, "V'im los tishmu li." Rashi says, "When you don't listen to me, Chavav Yadalad, and Shnat Shetiyah Melem Atayra." Says, "All back to the Rashi, the beginning of the parsha, Shetiyah Melem Atayra." And Chavetz Chaim says, "It doesn't mean about knowing the most Torah; about doing your best. Amal means to do your best. Not that you have to remember everything that you have to do, but you have to try your best. The Baruch Hashem cares about Ratzon and trying, and that's where the Orchamik Kodesh the Gemara Gemara Kiddushin, Baruch Silo Yitzhar, Baruch Silo Torah Tavlin, and the Baruch Hashem created Yitzhar, created the antidote is Torah, and then Sota Lachav Aleph tells us that Torah is not only does it shield you, but also protects you even after you do, because the Torah gives you the spiritual entity, the spiritual eyes to see what it's all about. Not a Torah of information like Rabbi Gomer says, but a Torah of transformation like Rabbi Chaim Velazhin said. It's got to be sharto, it's got to be kasher itself, it's got to make us more holy, more pure, more Torah. That's all any being Panimis Tigia, Torah Sanistar, Torah Sanimis, Pinis Torah, it's all any of Lagi Vaimer for us to be authentic and real with ourselves. Should we zochah b'az Hashem to be fully in, to make sure that I have our priorities straight, to realize when we daven our munah and munah, our tefillah and munah, bring down tremendous shef in the world, complete bittul mevatar ourselves to Rabbeinu Shem. We don't rely on other people, we fully rely on their Rabbeinu Shem. We're truly happy for others, and that's real shlemus. And to realize how important to have Torah l'shma, real Torah learning, a real Torah life, authentic, real, and sincere Torah life. Wishing everyone a beautiful Yom Tov.